722, mostly cloudy, breezy in the First Alert forecast. News Radio WGPF calls for a high 77, 61 tonight and cloudy, then a 40% chance of showers afternoon tomorrow, growing to a 60% chance tomorrow night. The forecast brought to you by Jaybacher Fine Jewelry in Harrisburg, Southern Illinois' in-house custom design, manufacturing, and repair experts. We're joined by Illinois State Representative David Seven. Morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good to talk with you this morning and your listeners.
I'm kind of curious, first off, your recovery from COVID-19, how are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, my wife and I are doing fine, just tired, but we're getting stronger every day. We kind of overdid it over the weekend. We decided we hadn't been for a walk for a long time, so we went for our usual 2.5-mile walk on Saturday and yesterday, and we thought we were going to get up at 5:30 and go for one before I came on this morning, and we nixed that one.
Yeah, a little still yet a little tired. Hey, uncontested race, but I still had people reaching out election night going, how'd David Severn? Oh, I said, well, it was uncontested race. I think I looked up Williamson County. I think I saw you had 33,000 votes plus or something like that, and that was, I don't think, with all the precincts counting, to be honest with you. So election day, when you look back at it, downstate, a lot of people saying, look, maybe all this focus on the presidential election is deflecting from the fact that Republicans had a very good day on election day.
Well, we did. You know, in the South, we had a red wave, and of course, the three counties that I have, Franklin, Williamson, and Hamilton counties, we, not only on the state race, but did we pick up two seats in the Southern Illinois with David Freese and Amy Ellick, but county races, local races, it was a successful evening in Southern Illinois. And hey, before we go any further, I just wanted to give a shout out to our veterans and Wednesday's Veterans Day, but you know, for me, every day is Veterans Day. My father fought in World War II, and not just because of that, but the respect that we have and for our country and the love. And on Wednesday, I'll be at the VFW in Marion memorializing those that have served. And so I want to be there and just give a shout-out to them and the men and women that serve our country and have served our country and given their lives. You know, that respect is due on a daily basis. I just wanted to throw that in before we got any further, Tom.
Fair tax was another big deal when it came to election day, and the governor is not happy. But I think people, there's two things that I think elude people. They say voting for a tax on the other guy, but I think that ultimately that vote was on the lack of trust Illinoisans have in their legislators.
Well, that's exactly right. As soon as you give the Illinois legislator an opportunity to mess with your money, we've proven that our track record is not good. Because here's what we do, and this is what I saw. As soon as I was elected 4 years ago on the House floor, we were $17 billion in debt, and well, actually we're more than that, but in the back bills that we hadn't paid. And there were representatives that got up on the House floor, Tom, and were advocating for new programs when we owed $17 billion in services that we had provided that we hadn't paid for. And so we have a proven track record that you give us your money and we'll blow it, and we'll blow it even when we don't have it. So not a good idea. And businesses all over the state were watching that very closely because had that passed, they're out here.
$9,169,022,712.55 in general funds payable backlog, not counting the $2.05 billion in short-term borrowing. We were supposed to fix it in 2017, supposed to fix it, just didn't happen. Now, what's next? I mean, because when you look at what happened in the election, and other people, even though they say, oh, no, we're Democrats, right? When it comes to there were lessons learned in this election, and I don't know that you'll be able to see this legislative body come up with a tax increase for the state of Illinois. I just don't know if the legislators will vote for it.
Yeah, and you know, again, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And, you know, this last budget that I did not vote for that was unbalanced, we increased our spending. So, again, rather than to tighten our belt or just to stay even, we promise more programs, more spending. So now the governor is threatening to make cuts. Well, why didn't we have a balanced budget to begin with? And then we wouldn't have to, hey, I'm going to give you a $20 bill, Tom, but I need $32 back. It doesn't make sense.
All right, so when it comes to COVID-19, increased numbers, and there's a lot of problems when it comes to this, and, you know, there's been increasing pressure from the governor's office for law enforcement, members of the community to enforce these rules to get it done. But in many locations, it seems to be business as usual. And I saw several stories over the weekend about the potential for a rollback. And when you see the positive numbers that we have statewide, yesterday 10,009 and 42 deaths, I can see something in our horizon here that many people are not going to enjoy when it comes to increased mitigation efforts.
Well, you're exactly right. Actually, legislators were on a call yesterday with the governor's office, with the DCEO, and also with Brandon Kelly, the state rep, the Illinois State Police. We were on a call with them getting information, and also Dr. Ngaze. And on Wednesday, we're going to go to we're going to find out information. Today, I think the public will, that they're rolling back to Tier 2 mitigations on Wednesday at 12:01 a.m., which means that inside groups, instead of a maximum of 25 people, I think it's going to be 10. And so it's we're going backwards again. And, you know, I was talking with Representative Bryant last night, and of course, elect Senator Bryant last night, and also talked to Senator Fowler. And when I was talking to Terry, you know, what we talked about is we keep getting all these executive orders from the governor, but we feel like what we need is we need the governor to come to Southern Illinois and sit down and listen to what the public has to say and what the business owners have to say. Look at him face to face, and him have an opportunity to hear, rather than just being in Springfield and Chicago giving these orders. We feel like that he needs to come down here and listen to what we've got to say. And in fact, that's what we're going to push for.
What about the cures money? Are we seeing more communities take advantage of this opportunity because it's been loosened up by the DCEO when it comes to what it can be spent on?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question. And Brad Cole was on the call yesterday, and I talked to him after the phone call that that several of us were on, and he did a great job with getting hold of the federal level to getting some information changed, the wording. So it took a month for it to go from the federal to the state, and it took the state another month to loosen these things up. But cities and municipalities have now been able to use funds that they have spent on police and fire, as far as the salaries and those types of things, to receive their money. And also, my secretaries are going to be on the phone today checking to make sure that all the mayors and the municipality people have taken advantage of this. And another opportunity, let's say that it's a small community that does not have policemen and firemen. There's other opportunities, and there's things that they can do within their community that they can use that cures money. So, you know, you've been very active and been questioning everybody under the sun about that. Well, I appreciate that Brad was able to get that done. And so there's some opportunities for us here in Southern Illinois to get reimbursed for money that that hadn't been. And on another thing, as far as money, the big grants, the business interruption grants, there's still money that's available for businesses. And I asked the question yesterday to the governor's office and the DCEO lady that I said, if there's a business here in my district that's having problems or whatever, what can we do? So she talked about the opportunities to do some things online, but also if there's a business out there that has applied for a business interruption grant, they're called big grants, and if you've had trouble with them or if you were unsuccessful, you can apply again. And if you have questions or problems, you can call my office. That number is 618-440-5090, and we'll help you to get the information and get to you connected with DCEO, because there is still money available for businesses. We want to make sure that everyone in Southern Illinois is helped to the very best we can.
One of our listeners just texted in talking about you want the governor to come down and listen to the business owners. And Ron V texted in and says, governor doesn't care what Southern Illinois says. Get real. Dems didn't even care enough to run anyone down here against down here in this on the state level. And that is kind of interesting insight when it comes to that, you know. But many people saying, hey, they don't need us. They've already got control. And that was one way of voter suppression when it comes to the fair tax bill. So a lot of ways of looking at this. But we've only got about a minute left.
Yes, sir.
There's two other items in particular. I'm hoping to squeeze them both in. Has somebody put a bid in on taking over Rend Lake Resort yet?
So no one has put a bid in, but I will tell you this, that there is about four or five different separate businesses, entities, groups that are interested. And so I've been in direct contact with the IDNR, and there is a plan to get the place up to where it needs to be, so then we can get some bids this next year. So there is activity there, and there are people that are interested. And Senator Fowler and I and Representative Bryant, we're not giving up on that facility, and we're continuing to work forward. Unfortunately, when you have the state of Illinois, everything takes forever, but we are working, and we are going to get something done there.
Before I let you go, school supply collection, you've been working on this, and you continue on. What are your needs now? Are you looking for book bags, is it?
Yeah, so we teamed up with you guys, of course, the radio station, and did a tremendous job. People came and donated back to school supplies, and we distributed those. But what we're looking for now, we started a program about a year ago, backpacks for buddies that we give out to DCFS. So when they, if there's a child that they do a home and take out in the middle of the night or during the day, whatever, they used to just throw some stuff in a garbage bag and out they went. So we started this program about a year ago. We've collected several hundred backpacks, but DCFS came the other day and got the last of them. So actually we are out. So if someone would like to donate a new backpack, and in fact, what we do is the Elks and Marion and different places, they've donated items to put in them. So we put blanket, toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, coloring book, crayons, ink pens, all this stuff. So if anyone would like to donate those to my office at 600 Halfway Road in Marion, backpacks for buddies for PFS kids. So we'd appreciate that, and we appreciate the radio station's support in that back-to-school program that we did with supplies, and we distributed those to the grade schools. I've got 16 grade schools throughout the district, and we've been distributing those things. We didn't do it right at the when back to school because so many people do that. What we did is we went after the fall break, and then we've been distributing those supplies to the teachers and students at the schools.
It's now 7:34, News Radio WJPF, State Representative David Severin.